And here we are, another episode of Slash U's Slasher Bracket.
Slasher Bracket! Pew, 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 pew! Are you ready to get...
I'm trying to think of, like, fun, like, college-y March Madness things to say.
It's been 20 years since I've been in college this year.
Time to get... drink some Bartles and James and...
In fact, I think this summer will be my 20-year reunion if I wanted to go. 2004.
I graduated college later in my life.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. I don't think we were going to have, like...
no reunion stuff? I'm right here in Milwaukee, right here in Marquette.
Yeah. What about your high school reunion, like all five of you?
Thank you. It's more like 135, please.
And you're graduating class?
Ones that are still alive. But, no, we did a 10-year in 2010. I graduated 2000 high school. We did a 10-year. And there was a lot of people there, like 60-some people.
Did you kiss anybody while you were there?
No.
No?
I was single, but yeah, it was fine. We all met up in Eagle River, Wisconsin, got together. There's a boat that goes out on the chain of lakes. It's a pirate ship. So it's one of these where you can rent, bring your own food, bring your own beers, and bring your own music. And we rented the pirate ship, and, you know, like two dozen of us went on for a ride, you know, and drank beers.
Was anybody looking good?
Yeah, everybody looked great. Everybody looked exactly the same. I didn't remember.
I mean, it was only 10 years.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody who was like, oh, you lost 300 pounds. What the fuck? No. And I probably gained weight. But it was a blast. And then 2020 would have been the 20-year, which I don't know if you recall 2020. It was a bit of a off year for several reasons.
I don't remember.
There's a lot going on in the world. and we weren't able to get together. I also kind of didn't follow any plans for that. So here we are, though. In speaking of college, we're doing our slasher bracket.
Slasher bracket because of March Madness. If you listened to last week, you realize that Horny the Clown defeated Madman Mars is moving up to
the next round. Yeah,
the next round, the eight. What are they? The Elite Eight. What are they? They call it the Sweet
Elite,
16.
Elite Eight.
Final Four, and then the
championship. And the championship. But we want to hear from you guys. We would love to get your votes on these. If you don't feel like voting in any polls that we put up on social media, you just email us, slashupodcast@gmail.com.
Message us.
Message us.
I think we should boost one. I think when we make the video, we're going to boost it.
/U_podcast on Insta, /upodcast@gmail. You can check the website, slashupodcast.com, and just tell us what you think about these matchups. But
16 killers that have only been represented by Slash U, meaning that we have had to see this killer in action and report that action to the beautiful students of Slash U. So, for instance, Andy, we never have told our students about Friday the 13th. Of course, we've seen it. So, Jason Voorhees did not make our...
Right.
So, I'm going to go
ahead... And we've done, obviously, like, a lot more than 16 killers. I mean, we've covered tons of movies at this point.
But we really got a good bracket this week. Yeah. I'm going to go West Coast.
Yeah.
We've got Michael Myers, the first round, I should say. Michael Myers will be going against Cletus the Fetus.
From Red Christmas.
From Red Christmas, an Australian slasher movie.
Yep.
The Beast from Sweatshop will be going against the Monster from Funhouse, 1981. Mm-hmm. Stitches the Clown will be going against Victor Crowley. And Farmer Boys, Pitchfork, and Buddy Bacon will be going at it.
That'll be a tough matchup.
That will be a touchdown. Tell us who's on the East Coast, Andy.
Over on the East Coast, we've got Brenda, the killer from Urban Legend, 1998, versus Maniac Cop, which I think I've already said it before. I forgot that we watched Maniac Cop.
He was a maniac.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one. Chrome Skull from the Laid to Rest series. That'll be tough. Versus John Carver.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Chrome Skull versus John Carver is going to be tough.
John Carver from the Eli Roth Thanksgiving movie that was just last Thanksgiving in 2023. We have Belial Bradley, the little deformed tumor guy.
Yeah.
Versus from Basket Case. Yeah, Dwayne in the Nutsack from the Basket Case series. Going up against Ghostface from Scream. Because we covered was it Scream 6 at this point? We did Scream 6, but we talked about the first Scream as well.
Yeah, he's definitely in it.
And then our last episode, Madman Mars squared off against Horny the Clown, and Horny is moving on to the next round.
Horny the Clown! Yeah, it's a good point you brought up Michael Myers and Ghostface, I think, are two most prominent killers on the list.
Mm-hmm. Just like you get Duke and UConn and all that. You know, you always have teams that are like, oh, they're always winning. Like
my team, NC State, made it this year.
There you go.
NC State. I mean, so it's really cool. I will say this to our beautiful students of slash U. Please do a little research before you just pick, like, oh, Michael Myers, I'm going to pick him just because you
he
know
he wins everything.
Yeah. He's Michael Myers.
He's Michael Myers.
Oh, let me touch your boobs.
You don't know. Cletus is a contender.
That's who we are talking about today, Andy. Right. Michael Myers, the 1978 Michael Myers, not the Rob Zombie Michael Myers.
Right. So don't count any of the Rob Zombie shit.
In your
decision.
I don't like Rob Zombie, but
and he don't count the most recent ones.
Yes.
With Halloween with what's it called? Halloween Revisited and then
Halloween H2O
and
Halloween fucking Hookah Lounge.
The end. Yeah. Halloween Hookah Lounge.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We're not counting that. This is the 1978, the one that we like to call metaphorically started it all. Right?
Well, I mean, yeah, John Carpenter is the Kang. I mean, he directed one of my favorite movies, Christine.
There you go.
Michael Myers, we recorded this one, Andy, on 10/28/20. So right around Halloween of 2020.
Episode 11 of Slash U.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is, of course, everyone knows that this is just the iconic masterpiece, you know, The Shape. Michael Myers terrorizing the town of Haddonfield on Halloween night.
Is Haddonfield like a Chicago suburb? It's Haddonfield, Illinois, right?
Yeah, middle. I thought it was like middle state.
Okay.
Really don't picture it as like a Chicago suburb.
See, in my mind, there's Chicago and then rest of Illinois.
That's what's so funny to me about the tourism campaign for Illinois. Like, I watched it, and it's all filmed. It's not that.
It's in the middle of it all, baby.
Thank you, yeah. In the middle of it all, saying the state, but they only shoot in fucking
Chicago.
They're not going to go, like, let's go to Bloomington Normal.
It's because Peoria.
Let's go to Peoria.
Speaking of.
Hey!
We're hitting a con in Peoria, Illinois in September.
Fiesta?
Horror Fiesta in
Horror
Peoria.
Fiesta. So if you're in
there
the
There are other things going on in Illinois besides Chicago.
Okay, why couldn't they go down there and shoot out a four-hour fiesta? Where you get to, it's really cool. They got some really fun actors like She-Hulk. That girl who's in She-Hulk is going to be there. And
oh, cool.
The guy who played Ambulance Driver at CSI Miami.
I want to get his
episode
autograph.
Episode 16.
Yeah. But you're...
this is a good way for us just to get our feet wet.
Your friends at Slash U are going to be there.
Yes.
We'll have some stickers and some other... You know,
we got to invest in some merch if we're taking this seriously. But anyway,
Haddonfield, Illinois.
he, you know, as a kid, I mean, we have to talk about this killer and what
age how, six.
Yes.
Right.
What made him go nuts? Because I'm going to be honest with you. We're talking about the 1978 Michael Myers, the Michael Myers that Rob Zombie created. Fucking
different
beast. Like, I mean, he's a big boy. This killer, you know, is, you know.
An average guy.
Average looks like an average guy.
Yeah, like 6 foot.
Strong.
Yeah.
I mean, he was able to gut what's his name? He was stabbed. I love the killing.
Oh, held him up, stabbed him into the wall and like held him up, suspended from the knife.
Bob Sims. Yeah. Bob. So and he also has a kill in this one, Olivia and Lester, two dogs.
Oh right.
He likes to eat dogs, remember?
That's how he stays alive, yeah.
Yeah, but why can't he just go to Subway? You know, like...
I don't know.
Why can't he... Because if he doesn't want to show his face, why does he just get Uber Eats and say, leave it at the door? Since COVID, you could do that now. No contact delivery.
They didn't have that in 78.
You're right. Yeah. That's a good call.
And he probably didn't know how to use, like, a phone and stuff.
I'm not being
That's always been a big source of contention, debate. You know, he went into the mental institution at age six after murdering his sister.
Yeah.
Or murdering, his sister Judith. And then... he breaks out like years and years later and he's able to drive a car, you know, he can get around like, and people are like, how, if he's been locked up, how did he know all this? So
quantum physics.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a fucking, he knows all about particle colliders and right. Theoretical physics.
Nuclear energy is a source of.
It's how he teleports. You know, he's able to get from here to there really fast. So
I'm sorry, man. I'm going to go ahead and start then. I don't see, like, I mean, he's got a vengeful thing for the people of the town and maybe people that he's wronged because he. Jamie Lee Curtis, wasn't that his baby? You remember he had a baby?
Laurie Strode?
Yes, there you go. And so he's holding her when they come to take him, and they're like, oh my God, fucking Michael Myers, fucking douchebag.
You mean at age six?
Yeah, he's holding the baby.
Is that a baby sister?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he's coming back, you know, he wants to...
Yeah, I don't think in 78 Laurie Strode was related to him. Wasn't that until the Rob Zombie stuff?
Oh yeah, maybe.
I think in the original in the original movie, she was just a babysitter. She was just some random college, high school girl who was babysitting on Halloween.
Shit, I like the connection of sister better.
Than I you, hate my friend. Rob, you hate love Rob Zombie.
I hate him.
Yeah. I'm going to make Dragula the theme to this episode. Forget that sporty intro music you heard. Dragula is going to be at the end.
Why do you hate me so much, Andy?
No, I'm just saying, he killed... Do you remember we did trivia at X-Ray? We did horror trivia, and the question was, who was his? What was the name of his sister killed? And we couldn't remember.
I mean,
it's right here in my notes, man. Judith.
I know, yeah. I got it right here, too.
We got that question wrong. We suck.
I mean, I was really just sitting there just because I wanted to have some fun and drink some beers. But
yeah, it was hoot.
There was a lot of things that I wish I would have gotten more. I feel like if we go to another horror trivia, I'm going to kill it. But getting back to the Mr. Myers.
He fixates on Lori.
Yeah. And in this movie. So people get in his way. He's going to kill him.
Right.
But wah.
Yeah.
You know.
Dr. Loomis, the doctor who treated him when he was locked up.
They call him Loomis Kaboomis.
They do?
Yep.
Who calls him that?
I do.
Oh. Loomis Kaboomis. That's the name of his podcast, probably. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Loomis. Welcome to Loomis Kaboomis.
Well, we talk about everything doctory.
Yeah, and cabooses from trains. But the, Loomis from the sanitarium where Michael was locked up recognizes the danger and tries to, you know, warn the town. With the help of Sheriff Brackett to catch Michael before he kills again. They fail miserably. That's really it. Like, he's just there, back in town, killing. Just kind of went off the deep end. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great fucking movie.
Fantastic.
It is a classic. The story is great.
And it's got the iconic soundtrack. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, That trope is in so many other movies.
The trope that is
there's a
Dr.
guy
Loomis.
Who knows the danger and is trying to warn everybody, and he's an Ahab.
Yeah.
He's an Ahab.
Oh, yeah.
A nod to Behind the Mask.
Thank
you. The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Yes.
Another Slash U episode.
Robert Englund.
Yeah. So whenever there's a character like that, it's an Ahab.
Usually a professor. Yep. Usually wearing a trench coat, a scarf.
Yep.
And gray
has a
hair.
Gun, and he's... Yeah. I'm trying to warn everybody. Yeah.
That's actually a good call. So, I mean, this movie did start a lot of tropes. I mean, if you think about it, like the hiding, the famous bush scene is like where people, you could still go get pictures. And I could imagine being the homeowner there.
Or he's like hiding behind the hedge.
Yeah, and then
bushes.
He comes back out. Yeah. Lori's like, hey, who's that?
Yeah.
So getting Michael Myers to who he is, I mean, we include dogs, right?
He killed dogs to eat them. He's strong. But not supernatural at this point, anyway.
Two dogs and five people in 1978.
Did Michael Myers ever go down the supernatural route? I mean, I know Jason did, but I don't think Michael really did. He was just good at, he just had all that willpower to survive, like to keep going.
That's a good question.
He got pushed out the two-story window at the end of the movie, and he was able to get up and walk away.
I feel like in some cases, most of these killers have some kind of supernatural sperm in them.
Why has it got to be sperm?
Because it's what helps people become who they are.
Loves a woman, Andy. I understand the biology of sperm, but couldn't he just have like an immense willpower to keep killing and I'm not going to let anything get in my way, you know?
I agree, but I'm still going to go back to the sperm.
Okay. So that's Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is going up against, and many of our students might not know this movie. I'm not going to assume.
Yeah. We'll go to
what they say about assume, but
yeah.
I want to go ahead and pull up this 2016 Australian movie,
right?
Red Christmas.
This was a little bit of a diamond in the rough for us. You know?
That's a good call.
We were doing a string of
Christmas movies.
Christmas movies. And when did we do this episode? This is episode 94. Was this 2022?
Yep. We recorded this on December 11th, 2022.
Okay, so, episode 94 of Slash Yuletide at
the
time.
Was that? I thought that was last year.
It was. We do it every year, don't we?
Yeah, Slash Yuletide.
Slash Yuletide. So, you're right. Australian joint, Dee Wallace from E.T. is in it. And the killer's name is Cletus. twisted, a very twisted killer, very
a twisted story.
Story that Cletus's origin story is a little wow.
We can dive into that. We'll definitely get into it because this is I have this one too. This movie is like if Sloth from the Goonies had an Australian younger brother who wanted to kill people.
Thank you. You're right. This story is about Diane.
Yep.
She's got four children, Susie, Ginny, Jerry, and Hope. And one Christmas, someone from her past shows up. And she it reminds Diane of a terrible choice she grappled with 20 years earlier. And after scorning the intruder and sending him away, she tries to enjoy the rest of Christmas, but the intruder won't go away quietly into the night. He's out for vengeance in the middle of all the holiday cheer. Wasn't one of her kids... I think it's Jerry, have Down syndrome?
Yeah, he didn't die.
Right.
Because he can't kill a kid with Down syndrome.
But Jerry, in the movie.
Yeah.
But what the whole origin of Cletus was that Diane was pregnant, found out the baby had Down syndrome, and decided to abort. Wasn't that the deal?
I thought because Jerry was the youngest, the kid with Down syndrome, and she was afraid that she was going to have another one. So
Cletus was older. Cletus was older than Jerry, and it was a time in their life when they couldn't afford.
Oh, if I remember that's right. Yes.
They couldn't afford, and he had Down syndrome, and the bills and all that, and so she decided to, she grappled with this decision, yep. I'm not going to have this baby, and aborted him, and then during that abortion, there was like a protest, a violent protest at the abortion clinic, and some a terrorist or some
bomber
came in and started the whole clinic on fire. Right during the abortion, and
yes, Dee Wallace was having right when that bomb went off,
and the
bomber,
the guy guilty, found this
fetus
in the trash or in the receptacle,
a biohazard bucket,
yep. and discovered he was still alive, and picked him up and like took him home and raised him.
Cletus.
And that's Cletus. Cletus was a tortured individual, and he was raised like super religious and
yes,
deformed and has Down syndrome, but also like deformed,
very deformed. You can look. We'll have the picture up on our socials.
He's in the bracket picture that you can see, and he was very he was out for finding his mom and his family, and he met Jerry. Jerry was born afterwards, also with Down syndrome, but Jerry they kept because they were in a better position in life, and they were able to. They were able to take care of him.
You can't kill so Jerry was the only survivor out of all the rest. I mean,
cause Jerry got killed.
No, he didn't.
Oh yeah, no. Diane accidentally shot him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I just
he came
to
running down the hallway, and she thought it was Cletus, and she whipped
that's
around
right.
the corner, and
Thank
he's like,
you.
"Mom,
I don't
bam!"
have him down because what's his face didn't kill him.
Oh yeah, Cletus didn't kill him.
That's
no.
right. Thank
Diane
you.
Diane did it.
So you can kill someone with Down syndrome in movies.
You can. You can kill animals. You can kill people with Down syndrome. You can kill
kids.
It's all on the table sometimes.
Kid gets kind of whacked off in Murder Cabin.
Yeah,
hacked
that's
off.
True.
Wait, whacked off?
I don't both.
Want to, both. Yeah. I want to whack off a kid.
It's not that kind of movie. We don't want to get arrested. You can kill the kid. Don't whack him off. One's against the law. The other one's called artistic vision, right?
Oh, shit.
Isn't it wacky? Like, I think they should
wacky?
Probably... Yeah, but...
Whacked.
Maybe one of them is illegal. The other one's totally fine. You know,
whack a kid.
Yeah,
whacked.
Yeah, like okay. Mob whacked. Anyway, Cletus is essentially we call him Cletus the fetus because he's a fetus that didn't die in the abortion and he's back 20 years later. I'm gonna kill my family.
He does have a like seriously. It's like if that sloth guy from Goonies and an alien.
Yeah.
You know, wanted to. You know, speaking of sperm.
Yeah.
Wanted to take their sperm and make a baby. This would be the baby.
I don't think Cletus was out for revenge in this movie. He was out to reconnect.
Yes.
But they scorned him and kicked him out.
Yep.
And that's when he said,
all right. Because he freaked Diane out and said, I know what you did and I forgive you.
Yeah.
Like he was, because, you know, he's religious and
he
shit.
Was super Christ-like.
Yeah.
And she was like, get out of here, you know, because she couldn't comprehend that this is the baby that I got rid of and he didn't die. And here we are.
Can we talk about the first kill?
We can.
A farmer gets his penis ripped off and face smashed into the fucking grinder.
That was pretty hot.
That was... Do we have dick kill shots in this one?
I think we did.
I mean, mine would have to be the penis.
I don't remember what they were because I didn't mark them.
We could both hold the penis kill if you want to. We both can hold...
Hold the penis?
We can both hold this penis.
All right. It's big enough. So
yes, it is. It was. Big Australian boner.
The
I got some crab cakes over here.
So I think that's an interesting interesting point. I don't know if it's a point for or against Cletus. He wasn't. I don't think he was bent on killing all these people until they pushed him away and kicked him out.
But what makes you Christ-like in the sense that, okay, well, then they didn't accept me and they moved me on? I mean, maybe it shows mental, you know, mental development. Man, I am getting cinephile-y like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Nick's Dollar General.
Well, that's the thing. It's an issue with extremism, you know?
Well,
that's all it is. There's good Christians out there. There's people who are willing to forgive and forget. But then there's others who are like, my God's dick is bigger than your God, so I'm gonna kill you.
My God doesn't have a dick.
It got smashed in a...
No. They have a vagina.
What I'm saying is, you're right. He was very willing to forgive, much like Jesus, until they pushed him out, and then it's an extreme.
Because this is an let's go back to, this is Australian.
Australian Jesus. Gotcha.
Australian Jesus is very much more prominent than very the stupid United States.
Right.
Have you ever heard about that Guatemalan Jesus? Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, this is stacked. Old Testament Jesus.
But what I'm getting
ready
at,
for
though,
vengeance.
This movie is 2016. Say Cletus was aborted 20 years ago or 25 years ago, because, I mean, you got to think that he's got brothers and sisters. He was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in the 90s in Australia. This is something that still affects us today as far as, you know, reproductive rights and...
100%.
You know, which is... Yeah. You know, again, we're not going to get it, but this...
I don't know what the laws are in Australia.
But I'm getting... It's crazy, though, that this movie did have a political...
Leaning,
not religious
bit.
And political.
A little bit.
Which, and you said it earlier, diamond in the rough.
Like, well, because we liked it. We'd never heard of it. We're like, it's 2016. It's not that long ago. Like, how come we never heard of this movie? And Dee Wallace, not exactly a small star, you know. And we were like, "This is amazing." So,
I have eight kills, from not including Jerry, because I don't know if we should count Jerry. We can count him in Cliff Kill Notes or the kill count, because he was killed in the movie. But this is now going up against Michael Myers.
Oh, I have 11, including Jerry, but take him out. That's 10. There's a farmer, Hope, Scott, Joe, Sheriff, Peter, Susie, Jenny, Diane, and Cletus himself.
Diane and Cletus.
So you don't count Cletus, then that's 9.
Diane, I forgot. That's what I have missing. Sorry. But I have Jenny, who was stabbed in the stomach with a knife. Yeah. Susie's head impaled by an umbrella. Peter had the back of his head shoved into, like I said, that was the one I mentioned in the first one. I got the notes mixed up. Peter was the brother-in-law that got his head shoved into the spinning blades of a shattered blender.
Hot.
Sheriff, bear trap clamped around the neck and bled to death. Joe was strangled to death by a seatbelt. Scott had his head hacked by an axe, whacked. Mm. Scott was whacked off. Hope's entire body was sliced vertically by the that's one of our vertical kills.
Crotch to crown.
Crotch to crown. Hello, Milwaukee.
We are Crotch to Crown.
We are Crotch to Crown.
It's a good cut in half vertically.
That's a great band name, though, Crotch to Crown. I know we come up with a lot of band names.
Well, we've covered that one before.
Did we?
Yeah, probably the first time it came up, the Crotch to Crown Kill, we probably called it out as a band.
I don't know, man. I think I remember. I got a pretty good memory.
I think we
You know
did.
What I'm saying, Dennis? So, with putting... I'm going to go ahead and start it, Andy.
Who do you think wins?
Cletus.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I mean, Michael Myers, you know, he's going to get a lot of people on his side just because he's way more iconic, more famous, and he's been in way more movies. This is a one-off. I don't think there's a Red Christmas 2.
No.
If there is, it doesn't star Cletus the Fetus.
Wouldn't it be cool? Cletus the Fetus was actually Cleopatra, and so she had a baby too. The bomber banged her, and so then she had a baby, so you could have Red Christmas 2, and it was Cleopatra. It was... Okay, you know what I'm getting at.
Cletus, I guess, yeah.
Cletus had a baby, and then it turned into Red Christmas 2.
Just checking my watch, see how long he's going to go.
I'm gonna revenge my daddy's death.
Right. Well,
who do you say? Who do you think?
You got a good variety of kills.
Yep.
Different ways to kill. Cletus did that. He was he outsmarted them all. Remember, they were hiding in the house, and he was stalking around. And I don't know. I mean, I don't understand. It goes again to, like, Michael Myers just went off the deep end.
Yeah.
Cletus is out for revenge.
And I think here you go.
Yeah.
Put Cletus with a fucking William Shatner mask on or whatever. Like, put Cletus up on that same pedestal that makes him an iconic killer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bet in Australia, I bet they're like, man, this Mike's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
He puts
Shrimp
another fish
on the
bobby.
Yeah.
Mike, if you don't know Cletus, you don't know Down Under. That's their fucking tourism life.
That's right. That's right. Cletus, he didn't eat dogs, he ate kangaroos. But it goes back to, we just, if we're going to stick with the same principles, our matchup from last week, Horny the Clown was out for revenge versus Madman Mars was just crazy. Here we got Michael Myers, crazy. Cletus, out for revenge. Revenge wins.
There you go.
He's just more driven. What's He's just up, more professor? Focused and more ready to do the killing.
What's up? So, all right. So we agree. So this is interesting.
Yeah.
The first two matches that we've gone up against, we've agreed.
We could call this a Cinderella story because you'd think Michael would win.
Ooh.
I mean, this is an upset.
Yeah.
He's maybe making, a 16 seed versus a 1 seed.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good call. That's a good call. I think a lot of people are going to think Brenda from Urban Legend is like, you know, like a NC State or like, you know.
Yeah, we'll get to her.
Community college. But right. So far, we have agreed on both matches that you have, students have been witness to for the slasher mm-hmm. bracket.
It well, we still official. Have votes. I mean, we'll still have votes.
Oh, sure.
You guys can still vote on this.
But this is what I'm going to bring up again, Andy. I'm going to raise my temper. I'm going to raise my voice if I hear that people are just voting for Michael Myers because he's Michael Myers.
I've heard of him more.
Yeah.
I don't know this other guy.
He's got boobs.
Yeah.
Like, Cletus the Fetus has boobs, too. And what we really need to think about is that if you really do some research, watch the damn movie. It's not Christmas.
Listen
but
to our episode.
Yeah. Episode 64.
It was, well, Red Christmas was episode 94.
Oh, I'm sorry. Episode 64 was
Drive-Through.
Drive-Through. Thank you.
Episode 94, Red Christmas. Episode 11. Was Halloween.
You know Halloween, so
you do.
Either watch the movie, listen to our podcast, and make your own decision. If you still want to vote for Michael, but anybody who votes for Michael, I'm going to call him out on social.
Anyone who votes for Michael, we just don't agree with you. So for now,
they have every right. Yeah. I mean, it's their right to vote.
That's your vote, but, yeah, but we think Cletus should move on.
I'm going to move him up on the bracket. So that's kind of interesting. So Cletus the Fetus will either
advances
and will either take on the Beast from Sweatshop or the Monster from 1981's Funhouse.
Mm.
Horny the Clown will be going up against either Bilal Bradley from Basket Case or another prominent killer, Andy, Ghostface.
From Scream. And actually, that will be next week's matchup, Bilal versus Ghostface.
There you go. Thank you.
So we're excited to bring that one to you as we continue on the Sweet 16 round of our killer slasher bracket here at Slash U.
I wonder if everyone's okay with these shorter episodes. I mean, they're like half the
little bite-sized
episodes.
Fun-sized.
I'm going to go ahead and say, if this is out, we are filming a movie. You're probably sick of me talking about it. Probably sick of Andy talking about it.
No.
Murder Cabin, the movie.
Yes.
It is, I don't know if we're dropping Foundation or not. The shirts we're printing just say Murder
right
Cabin.
Right now it's Murder Cabin Foundations.
Yeah, but
it might, well, that's because there's other stories, and yeah, if this thing turns into a bigger
Star
movie.
Star Wars, it's like Star Wars is the brand.
Star Wars, Brian, A New Hope.
Brian, who I'm co-directing with this, brought it up. He's going to be behind the lens.
Of course he said Star Wars, nerd.
I guess. Yeah. Maybe he is a nerd. I've really never seen him like that. I mean, you know, everyone's kind of a nerd, but getting back to Murder Cabin, a story that we're bringing to life from a script that yours truly, Professor Nick over here, put together. And Andy plays the twisted father.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cast, only a cast of four.
Mm-hmm.
Wife, husband, teenage daughter, and son. You know, Murder Cabin. Mm-hmm. Go figure it out. It says it in the name. So
I didn't mention this in our last episode, but there's a link to, you can purchase the original script on Amazon if you want. For Murder Cabin.
It's a feature. This one we're doing is just
right.
A short.
Yep. /upodcast.com and the buy stuff page has a link to the script. And the script has more than just this first story. It's a whole screenplay that your beloved Professor Nick wrote. So if you're interested, go check it out. Go to the buy stuff link. Go buy it off Amazon. I think it's $20. And then you can check out the Kickstarter. On our website, on our Facebook page, on our Instagram.
Yes.
We have a fundraiser coming up April 10th at the very famous X-Ray Arcade here in Milwaukee. Info on that on our Facebook page and our website and our Instagram. We humbly thank you for anything you can give.
Yeah, big shout out. I don't know. I didn't do it the first one. Stabby Greg over at Stabby Pod.
Yeah. Shared.
Kicked in some cash.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
$100.
Nice. Appreciate it.
Yes, that is really cool.
So that's getting made, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a really fun path.
Yeah,
definitely going to be some hiccups involved, but
it's cool to see your creation come to life.
Yes,
You didn't abort it like Diana Bort tried to abort. Tried to abort Cletus.
I don't want Murder Cabin to become Cletus.
Right.
Hey, so stick with us. Next week, you'll be getting the lowdown on Bilal Bradley from Basket Case going against Ghostface from Scream.
So watch our socials for polls because we really want to get your feedback. Yes. If you don't have any social media and or you don't feel like clicking to take a poll, just shoot us an email, /upodcast@gmail.com, and tell us who you'd like to win. And you don't have to even say why. You could just one word email if you want. I want Michael to win.
I want D's nuts to win.
D's nuts to win.
In your mouth.
Or you can, you know, if you know us personally, give us a call or text us and we'll count your vote. But
Larry.
Yeah,
Larry's got a phone
just
call.
Get a text out of the blue. Ghostface.
Hey,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
Big Bilal.
I'm in Ireland, Nick, and I want Ghostface to win.
We have three listeners. I think we lost one.
We have some overseas.
We have two listeners in Ireland, I think.
Well, we've gone on long enough. So thank you for listening. This has been another great episode of the /U/Bracket.
Yeah, this is fun.
Until next time, class dismissed. Cue sports music.